Coming up now to 20 to 9. Now, are you a pigeon person, Pam?
Not really, no,
Ross. No? Not into pigeon racing?
No, my father and grandfather.
Really?
A little bit.
Were they really? Did they keep pigeons?
Yes, my grandfather used to talk to them.
Did he really?
He did.
He was a bit of a Terry Duckworth moment.
Madness runs in the family.
It was fascinating because there's a person in our village who used to keep pigeons, and I used to go around there to his allotment, and just as a young, you know, as a young child in a shed full of pigeons, it was quite fun, you know, watching them come in and out and all that noise and all that kind of thing.
It's clever.
Yeah, it really is clever how they find their way around. Well, there's a warning that pigeon racing in Cornwall will soon become a thing of the past because of the growing number of attacks by sparrowhawks and peregrine falcons. There are around 8,000 pigeon fanciers in the southwest, but a campaign group known as Raptor Alliance says the number is severely declining. Our reporter Amy Gladwell has been to meet Dave Stewart from Camborne, who has 120 of the birds. It's been his passion for nearly 40 years.
These are my young birds. Come on in. Come on. Within 5 months of a young one hatching out, you can start training them. And you start training very slow, taking them 2 mile, 3 or 4 times. And when they beat you on, you take them 4 mile, and you keep stepping it up till they're about 20 mile. And once they've been 20 mile, about 6 or 7 times, you can put them 80 odd mile. And after that, you just train them 2-3 times a week. And then they can go, well, as far as Antwerp, Luxembourg. Pigeons, if they're fit, they'll own.
You're clearly quite attached to some of them.
Yes. Well, the problem here is no matter what time of the day I let out, I get peregrine falcons 3-4 feet off a loft, just coming in and taking them. Just literally killing them right in front of you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And it's been a problem for some time, but it's getting much worse now.
We've always had the 1 or 2 attacks, but now, no matter what time of the day I was letting out, I had them here. And it's not just the one they kill, it's a 20-odd that I lit the trees, hit the roofs on the house, go on the floor, because they're so scared. Literally petrified of them.
And even today, you had quite a nasty attack and one sadly died this morning.
I let 8 pigeons go, and as they were going up, 2 peregrines dived in, split, grabbed one. But I've never seen this before. Even the other peregrine went in and grabbed it as well, and they were spiraling down. Next thing, one flew out the way, but it killed the pigeon outright. Gone.
It must be really heartbreaking for you.
Well, it's so destroying. It's so, because I really do feel passionate about this sport and pigeons.
Why do you think this is happening?
Well, to be honest with you, the RSPB, which is Protection of Birds, are breeding these peregrine falcons and sparrowhawks. What's happened now, there's too many of them. I mean, I've got nothing against peregrines or sparrowhawks, but when you overcrowd the skies with predators like that, all they're doing is just killing songbirds and racing pigeons.
Is it so bad that you're considering giving up now?
I'll keep pigeons whether I race or not, just to have around me. I'd never get rid of them, but I would start, because all you're doing is sending them to slaughter. No matter what, wherever we go, Yelverton, we get birds ate by peregrine falcons, Salisbury, Basingstoke, wherever they're going, peregrine falcons are eating them.
I mean, would you call for a cull or...?
Well, they could certainly stop them breeding so many. They could put something in to stop them, their eggs becoming fertile, or something like that. They don't have to kill them, but they've definitely got to do something to save our sport.
That's Dave Stewart there from Camborne, who's got 120 pigeons.